From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The UN Security Council unanimously adopts a resolution to identify those who have used chlorine and other toxic chemicals in attacks in Syria. As VOA's UN correspondent Margaret Bashir reports, there is an international organization tasked with establishing whether such weapons have been used, but it does not have the authority to say who used them in Syria.
The resolution sets up a team of experts to determine who perpetrated, organized, or sponsored attacks using chlorine and other toxic weapons. Until now, the Global Chemical Weapons Watchdog, known as the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, has only been authorized to determine chemicals were used, but not by whom. In 2013, Syria agreed to declare and have international monitors destroy its chemical weapons stockpile. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and the OPCW Director General now have 20 days to give the Security Council recommendations for assembling the team. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The Taliban is claiming responsibility for a suicide bombing at a police academy that killed at least 25 recruits on Friday. Witnesses say the bomber entered a crowd of police officers as they were headed into the academy building and detonated the explosive charge. At least 27 others were wounded. It was the second deadly blast in Kabul on Friday. The explosion came just hours after a suicide bomber killed at least 15 people and wounded hundreds of others in a truck bombing in downtown Kabul. Sources say the truck bomb exploded in a heavily populated area near a government compound, adding that many women and children were among the casualties. This is VOA News. A key senatorial ally of President Obama's, New York Senator Charles Schumer, has announced he will not support the Obama administration's deal that it reached with five other countries over Iran's nuclear program. In a statement issued late Thursday, Schumer said that after deep study, careful thought, and considerable soul-searching, I have decided I must oppose the agreement and will vote yes on a motion of disapproval. At the White House, spokesman Josh Earnest said Friday the news was not a surprise and that President Obama is confident his plan will pass.
That's why I would describe this as an announcement that was not particularly surprising to anybody here at the White House, even if it was disappointing.
Schumer, one of the top Jewish lawmakers in the United States, released the statement shortly after another influential Jewish Democrat, Representative Elliot Engel of New York State, announced his opposition to the deal. The plan faces opposition from the Republican-controlled Congress. President Obama has vowed to veto any legislation that does not approve the deal. Two-thirds of both houses of Congress, including several Democratic members, would be needed to override the president's veto. The U.S. Department of Defense says a computer hack into the Pentagon's Joint Chiefs of Staff email network has all the hallmarks of a state-sponsored attack. The July 25th attack caused a shutdown that is still ongoing. The Pentagon took the most conservative approach when responding to the intrusion, which was to bring the network down in order to make the necessary fixes. U.S. media, including the Daily Beast and NBC, are reporting that hackers who penetrated the email network are based in Russia. However, a Pentagon official close to the situation told VOA Friday, "We don't know who did it." A gang of about six men armed with machetes and cleavers have hacked a blogger to death in Bangladesh, marking the fourth such murder of a secular writer in the South Asian nation since the beginning of this year. 40-year-old Niloy Chakrabarty was known for his atheist views. He was killed at his home around noon in Dhaka. The men entered his house, pushed his wife aside, and hacked him to death, according to a spokesman. Earlier this year, they killed three secular bloggers on the street. Police in Dhaka told reporters the assailants almost severed the victim's neck with sharp weapons to ensure that he was dead. And President Barack Obama and his family are headed to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts for a vacation in which he is likely to spend plenty of time playing golf. The Obamas are expected to return to Washington later this month. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.